Blog Talk Radio.
Small businesses are the heart of the American economy. They're responsible for half of all private sector jobs. Small businesses are the heart of the American economy. They're responsible for half of all private sector jobs. And they create roughly 70% of all new jobs in the past decade. Small businesses are not only job generators, they're also at the heart of the American dream. After all, these are businesses born in family meetings around kitchen tables, born when a worker takes a chance on her desire to be her own boss. They're born when a part-time inventor becomes a full-time entrepreneur, or when somebody sees a product that could be better, a service that could be smarter, and they think, well, why not me? Let me try it. Let me take my shot.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Business Coaching Corner. I am your host, Emmanuel Neal, and this is National Small Business Week, so I wanted to talk to some entrepreneurs. I do this every Tuesday evening at the same time. I love the opportunity to give entrepreneurs a chance to talk about what they're doing and why they're doing it, and this week we'll be meeting every evening just for, like I said, Small Business Week. So I am glad to kick it off with one of my oldest friends and another Bradley Brave and just a brilliant, creative human being, Tammy Adams. How are you?
I'm good. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to come in, you know, to stay up and to come in and talk to us about Pure Romance. And I'm proud of you for starting a business. How do you feel about it?
I am excited. It's very exciting to, like, start something new and start something, you know, just for yourself and not really work for someone. So I decided to invest in myself, and, you know, I took the opportunity and jumped right into it. So it's been good. It's been good so far.
Okay, well, great. You answered one of the questions that I have for you down the line in terms of that thought process from transferring, not transferring totally out of working for somebody, but that thought process of working into someone else. So excellent. Tell me, why did you choose Pure Romance? This particular company. First of all, tell people what it is, and then tell me why you chose this particular company.
Okay. Pure Romance is a direct sales company. We offer lotions and lingerie and bedroom accessories. The purpose is for us to really empower women to, you know, explore themselves, to know themselves better. But also it gives them an opportunity to, you know, expand themselves and empower themselves financially. So, you know, we educate them about themselves. There's a lot of things that our bodies are capable of that we're not, you know, that we honestly don't know. And it's, you know, you get into your 40s and like, I didn't know I was capable of that. So, this, and to make it in a fun and an easy way, too. It's a girl's night out. It's a, you know, it's a bachelorette party. It's a birthday party. It's a Wednesday. It's Wine Wednesday. Why not? So, it just gives us an opportunity to really just talk about things that society has kind of taught us that we're not supposed to talk about. It's, you know, even in this purely sexualized, you know, world that we live in, it's still kind of taboo to talk about what you like, what you don't like, what's working, what's not working. So Pure Romance kind of gives you that opportunity, and on the business side, you know, you're empowered and you get a chance to, you're actually helping. It's not just, I'm just trying to sell you products, but you're helping. You could possibly change somebody's life. It's a possibility.
Okay. Well, I like the website. It's pureromance.com/TamaraAdams, TamaraAdams. 176520. And I've been stalking the page, and one thing that I really liked is the presentation of it, And like you said, there's a lot of things going on. Let me go through some of these tabs. Let me go up here to the party tab first. Tell me about the parties.
Well, that's the purpose of this whole thing. It is supposed to be free and easy and entertaining and having fun. So that's basically what I get to do. I get to party all the time. I get to party, and I get to talk about sex every day. That's what I get to do. So that's part of the thing that drew me to it. It's one thing that I like. I'm sure that the rest of the adults out there are thinking the same. And the fact that I'm able to combine the two is like what totally works. So basically what you do is you call me or you hit my website and you decide you want to have a few friends over. You're going to hang out a little bit before you go out for somebody's birthday. Perfect. 10 women, you know, we get together, we talk about a few things. You know, you get to see products such as, like, we have a really great lotion, great deep moisturizing lotion that you can utilize, different kinds of lingerie for the after, and basically you get a chance to, you know, introduce yourself to different products, things that may be able to help you or in your partner, because we also offer some things for men. The parties are strictly for women. But we definitely have things for both you and him. And that's where the fun is. You might have a little food, you might have a little drinks. We play a few games, and the hostess is always a win-win. She leaves at least, normally, about $150 worth of free product. So you have all these different opportunities of, you know, gift-giving. You know, you can give gift cards and things like that. But the best part is just getting together with your friends and just having a party. So that's the best part of the whole thing.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Do you have any events or parties coming up or for yourself? Like, do you awesome? I know you say you're throwing this and you're opening up to other women to do parties through you. Are you doing your own events as well?
I am doing my own events. I actually have a birthday party this month. And for my birthday, I'm going to do what we call a pop my cherry party, where I actually break open my kit and I actually get to share it with, you know, everybody who attends the party. And it gives everybody an opportunity to see, like, the new things that are coming out. You know, again, like I said, you know, opportunity to get together with friends and things like that. So, I have those two, and I might have a few slots available in June. Maybe.
Okay,
people do it on weekends, but.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a lot of time, a lot of chances to be really creative with it. You know, the different types of. Potentially the different types of parties or events you can do. It's almost endless, you know.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like I said, you have your usual, such as birthday parties and, you know, bachelorette parties, but people are giving them, like husbands are giving them as gifts to their wives. You know, throwing a pre-run party, she has, you know, no limit, whatever she wants, let her, you know, do her thing or whatever. I've started this thing where I have pre-parties. So because men are not able to attend the parties, I actually have pre-parties with just the women, often, you know, separate rooms. But then afterwards, there's an after-party, you know, in conjunction with it. So a lot of times, you know, we create, like, gift packages and things like that for them to, like, take with them and so forth. But sometimes because, you know, you just came from having a good time, you got a few drinks in you, you talked about a few things, and then you get to, you know, hang out with the fellas. So it normally makes a really good mix. Lots of times I'll have, you know, clients say, well, I know, you know, we've already had the what's name party, but, you know, can we go back into the buying room? I got a couple other things I want to add. You know, and so, you know, sometimes you get better ideas once you came out and talked to them for a little bit. You're like, oh, yeah, get this, get that. So those have been working out pretty well, you know, being able to blend the two. As long as they're not in the same space, because, you know, we just want to keep a modicum of, you know, modesty. you know, in the situation. But, you know, still an opportunity, you know, for, you know, everyone to just have a good time. And just, and it's also a good time to, like, ask those questions that you, you know, didn't want to ask, or ask those questions that, you know, maybe somebody else has had this kind of issue and so forth. And, you know, I always normally will have a product or something that I can, you know, provide to them to, you know, help the situation. So that's always good.
Yeah, which is one of the things I like about this this site. It had this sexual health area. So, it, like you said, it covers the products, but it also goes more into more than just that. And I think that's all around good. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Tammy Adams of Pure Romance. The website is pureromance.com/Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Adams, A-D-A-M-S. And I'm trying to, let me go back to the, what the numbers were, 176520 directly to her page. So let's talk about some of the business aspects of this business. One of the things that you have the opportunity to do with this business is to build a team, correct?
Correct.
What are your thoughts on that, on building a team underneath you and leading other women and building this up and helping them become empowered as well? What are your thoughts?
I definitely think it's an aspect that you have to consider when you're going into this business, because you yourself become so empowered. And then as you throw these parties and you're providing, you know, healthy information, you're helping women, you know, become more comfortable with themselves and with their sexuality, and that's helping their relationships. Then you're just like, I have to share this with someone. You know what I'm saying? And you can't, like, have this kind of positive information and, like, not share it with someone. So the business side of it gives you an opportunity to lead, to make, like, a positive impact, because you're empowering them, you know, both financially as well as, like, emotionally. You know, things that they thought that they couldn't do, you know, you're there, you're mentoring them, they're going on shadows with you so they can see how it's done. So you have so many opportunities to, like, really lead and give someone, like, a positive impact and an opportunity. And if they say to themselves, oh, well, this just really isn't for me, there's so many ways for you to kind of tweak it and kind of personalize it and make it your own. You are working under a Pure Romance brand, but it's still an opportunity for that part of you to shine. You know, that part of you that you might be introverted, but you really believe in what you're doing. Or such as in my case, part of my motivation was the fact that my son is in college. He's at Offer Howard. Thank you. But it's expensive. You know, he needs this. He's growing, and, you know, and I'm trying to definitely be a support with his higher education. But it's very expensive. So this is helping to support that, you know, helping to support the dreams that I have for my children. So just something, just that little of having an extra $200, $400, or $1,000 a month, life-changing. And the fact that you get to really direct that and you can help somebody else actually give that kind of direction to their own life, that's life-changing. And that's definitely, you know, just something you want to leave behind. Even if it's not this product, some sort of organizations such as this. Reputable, you know, definitely do your research and see what fits, but Pure Romance has, like, gave me kind of the motivation. I put it off, honestly, for, like, 3 years.
Oh, really?
And my friend was just like, 3 years? And every year my friend was like, oh, you need to join. I think this would be perfect. And I'm like, holy night today. And so I don't like talking to people like that. Anybody trying to do no parties? What? No, you have me calling people and things. You're doing too much. And it got to this point when I was like, my situation isn't going to change till I do something to change it. And I made the investment in myself, and I was just like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this for till December, and then we'll revisit and see where we are. Well, I'm 30 days in. I've already made like $300, you know, from one party. I have, you know, more parties even set up. So the thing is, like, I can do this, you know, and every party It's just, I can do this. And every time you're like, oh, I can't talk to this person, you never know. I can do this. And it just, it automatically sets you on this path of, I didn't think I could, but I got it in me. I can do this. I can control my own life. I got this. So that was the part that just kind of came into it.
Excellent, excellent. You touched on a few things. Number one, you answered a couple questions again that I was going to ask, so that's great. I love your passion and enthusiasm for this. But I was going to ask, how long have you been doing this? So that's great. I was going to ask, how did you get into it? So the 3 years that you had been looking at it, were you looking at other companies as well, or what made you decide to settle with Pure Romance? Because I know within this particular industry there are other companies that you can do this through. Why did you choose Pure Romance, and how are they as a company in terms of supporting you and helping you to, you know, get into it in the beginning and, you know, and get your feet wet and like you said, to build up their confidence and do it? How do they support their salespeople with that?
Well, the first thing I can say, the part of the main reason was the person that brought me in. Her name is Beth Robinson. She's hey, team honey. She's in Georgia, and she's the one. She was just like, you should do this. She totally had a personality for it, and so I'm just like, no, no, no. And this year, you know, I was just like, I can't keep going through this situation. You know, I'm having financial issues, and I just really didn't want that, you know, trying to send my son off to school. And so I just asked her flat out, like, how much are you making? Like, how long did it take you to make that? How long have you been doing this? And I was just like, I want the real. I want the real information. I don't want the pure romance, you know, please buy this business thing. I want the truth. So she, you know, gave me her numbers, and I'm like, that's doable. That's completely doable. And, you know, she's just like, this is what I did, and this is how I did it, and this is how long it took, and this is what I can expect, and I know exactly what I'm bringing in, you know, such and such. And when I want to make more money, I throw more parties, and it's just that simple. You know, she wanted to go visit her daughter off at school for a month. She took off the month. She had extra parties the month before, did a few extra parties the month after so she could, you know, maintain the level that she wanted. But she was able to take off. Who takes off the month before? Nobody. 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 Most people are never in that position to be able to take off 30 days from work. Just that kind of freedom to be able to do what you need to do, be with your family, connect with your relationships. You know, develop those, you know, intangibles. So that was part of it there. Oh, I'm sorry. It gets a little emotional.
I'm happy. I'm just, I think it's awesome, and I can hear it within you that you are enjoying it and glad that you jumped in. So I'm glad that you jumped in as well, because it can be daunting, and it can be a challenge, you know, to, like you said, to invest in yourself and to do the things you need to do to see the results you need to see. We'll go to the phone line and see if anybody wants to comment. There are a couple callers on. The one number is 708-574. The number is 708-574. Your line is open if you'd like to say anything, comment, question. Hello? Okay.
Hello, hello.
Well, 708-574.
Hi.
Okay. Yes.
I just wanted to say that I'm excited about the concept, and I've actually signed up with Tammy for a party in June, so I'm looking forward to that, and I wish her great success. And I'm interested in knowing more about the company when we connect with the party, so I'm excited.
Exciting! Thank you. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad that you said something. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm glad that you're tuning in and that you chimed in. And as you can see, your quick second of words are amazing results. So thank you.
And I think the circle of friends and getting the word out there is the key. So I'm going to be a big supporter of that for you, Tammy. And you never know, we might be partners in crime.
Thank you. That sounds awesome to me. That sounds awesome. I can't wait.
Well, cool, cool. Don't go anywhere. We'll still have another 10-20 minutes to talk. So, again, thank you for tuning in. And keep listening. We'll be here. And if we have time, maybe we'll come back for another comment later. 312-434, your line is open. Wait, hold on. Let me open it. Okay. 312-434, your line is open if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question.
Okay. Hi, good evening. Hi, Tammy. Congratulations.
Hi.
Congratulations on your business. I missed the first part, and I'm not sure if you stated it. How long have you been in business?
I started March 11th. Yes.
Okay.
Very fresh. Yep, I started March 11th.
Okay, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Looking at your webpage, I got to go back so I can hear the web address, or I'm quite sure that it might be up on the page. But I definitely want to check you out and see what you have. And
Yay. Possibly
I was just speaking of having a party, I got to talk to you some more on that, and maybe we can come up with something.
Yes, at the time
that I was speaking about it, I was thinking in terms of pampering.
Yes, lots of my clients do that, and I actually have a massage therapist that might be willing to give us a discount, too. So, yeah, we could definitely work that out.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it was just a thought. So definitely, I'm going to chime in to listen. I want to find out more about your business as well.
Okay. And I'm going to leave my email address.
All right. Please do. Thank you, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you.
Okay.
Thank you for listening and chiming in. Don't go anywhere. We have another few minutes left. So that website is pureromance.com/Tamara, Tamara Adams, Adams, 176520. So we have a few minutes to go. On the computer, we have about another 6 minutes, and then usually about another 10 minutes phone conversation afterwards. So let's talk about vision a little bit. You know, I know it's still early, and again, congrats for jumping in March. Have you thought about what 3 years down the line might look like? I know that that could be, you know, a little bit ways out, and it could be daunting, but, you know, imagine and vision board us a little bit what it could look like, and what do you see, and what would you like to see your success looking like at that point?
Good question. You talked about support previously, so this is going to segue into that. Another thing that the business gives to us is online in our inner site, we have you have a business plan. You know, you can make a determination of how many calls you want to make, how many parties that you want to do, how much you want to make at each party. So then you can plan for yourself, this is what I need to do so I can get to this point. Well, that started a whole planning jaunt. I wanted to plan everything, man. I needed to plan my entire day, and I'm like, what am I going to do for the next week and so forth. So now I've gotten to the point that and I saw a quote. It was like, what are you going to leave for your great-great-grandchild? Five generations from now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever thinks
mm-hmm.
ahead that far. So this is the year of my 45th birthday,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking about the next 45.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I've been breaking up my year so far. Every 45 days, I come back and I revisit what I said I wanted to do at that point, and have
mm-hmm.
I gotten to that? How can I improve on that?
Mm-hmm.
What could I have done better? You know, do a whole, you know, SWOT, strength, weaknesses, opportunity, threats, and every 45 days you revisit it to keep yourself on track, to see if you're still motivated. If you're not motivated, what do you need to continue to be motivated? Do you need to stop the business? It may be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right to question that.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to have a plan, and you need to be able to set a standard for yourself. So my personal thing was to have an additional $1,000 a month. Over the course
mm-hmm.
of the year, that's about $12,000. But I wanted to have an additional $1,000 to put aside if I chose to blow. If I chose to
mm-hmm.
you know, invest in yet another business, you know, if I chose to. But then we're going to come in 45 days, and maybe that's not enough for me. Maybe I'm feeling, you know, excited. I'm like, I can do 6 parties a week. You know, go for
mm-hmm.
it. You know, so you be flexible enough to change the plan, but you got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. So
excellent,
that's
right
now.
Okay. And that's excellent. I'm glad that you brought that up, number one, in terms of writing down the goals. I'm glad that you mentioned SWOT, because I was going to ask you about that. And I was going to ask you, though, in terms of yourself, what was your own personal SWOT for doing this business? So like she mentioned, it's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so I was going to ask you if you had analyzed yourself for your own SWOTs, and what were some of your own strengths and some of your own weaknesses that you identified in yourself for moving forward with this business. So we can come back to that. I wanted to specifically highlight that you said make a plan and come back to that plan and be thinking ahead, because a lot of times small business owners go into the business with the technical know-how, but we
mm-hmm.
do forget to actually put it down on paper and then come back and double check that plan and see where you are and tweak it every now and then if you need to. So you delivered a word of wisdom to another entrepreneur out there. I'm glad you mentioned that. You brought up SWOT. Thank you. Tell us about your own personal analysis when you went into this and what that inner conversation was like.
That inner conversation was extremely self-degrading, because what we normally perceive as strength, you know, when it comes to business, I possess
mm-hmm.
none of them. I have difficulty, you know, sticking with a plan. You know, I'm a good
mm-hmm.
starter. I'm an initiator all day. But
mm-hmm.
finishing, not so much.
Okay.
I get easily frustrated. Especially if I don't grasp something really easily, but that's my expectation that I get everything. So just knowing those things about myself and being willing to say, this person can help me with that, or I can read this and that'll help me with this portion. You have to be able to know what your resources are. So on my self-analysis, it also helps you point out what you're actually good at that you may not
mm-hmm.
be aware that you're good at. So just like what you mentioned, my enthusiasm. I am a very enthusiastic person. I am. That is actually
mm-hmm.
very much a plus, especially in what I'm doing. I'm throwing parties. I want you all to have fun, like the best party of your life. You know, I want you to talk. I want you to gab. And, you know, we're having a girls' night. So you have to have that kind of enthusiasm. You know, being introverted or even timid, you know, doesn't work at all.
I'm not gonna do it.
not really. I can't hold up the coochie cream and, you know, not be, you know, comfortable saying so. So
exactly.
Little things like that. Doing a self-analysis will help you find strengths that you didn't know you had and help you realize weaknesses that you didn't know you had, but it brings it to the forefront so you can figure out, what do I need to resolve this? Is there a person that can help me resolve this weakness, or is there some sort of skill that I can learn so I can resolve this weakness? But you have to address it. So I have an issue with organizing, so I went to other people who, you know, are similar to me when it comes to the way they think and so forth. What do you use to organize? Well, I'm a color coder, or I need to position things. So you figure out a plan that works, but you got to figure it out. You know, you can't just say, well, usually I just like kind of put piles off to one side. No. You need to, why do you put the piles on one side? Is it because they go from smaller to larger? Just figure out your plan of action. Opportunities, the opportunity to invest in myself, because, and just, you know, people talk about Facebook, but, you know, sometimes Facebook can tell you things. So somebody has posted that most of you all are going to take your income tax and blow it. And they're like, that's kind of rude. But you know what? That's normally what we do. Most people can't account for what they did with the income tax. I paid bills. I bought the kids. Da 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 da. I paid down the mortgage. Did you invest in yourself at all? Because you made this money.
Right, and it might not even be considered blowing it. It's just that, like you said, it's not tangible, and it's a bill, and it's a
absolutely.
It's got to be paid, but it's not a self investment per se, and so
absolutely.
That is,
and we
definitely
have to change our mindset about what that means, investing ourselves. We're not used to that, and so we have to definitely change our mindset, because it is a threat. You will never invest in yourself. You're just like, oh, well, that's a lot of money. I could do this. I could do that. You could always pay the bill. Yes, you could. You could pay down the mortgage, pay off the water bill. You could. Or you can invest in this business, make more than what you need, so you can pay down the water bill, pay down the mortgage. You have to get, you know, cyclical in your thinking. What is going to be self-perpetuating? Think of what investments you make with your money that's going to be self-perpetuating, not just stopping something. What am I building with it? Because you're not building anything paying somebody else's bill. And I'm not saying you let your life get cut off. Nobody's saying that. But when you do get extra, what do you invest in? Do you invest it back into you? It's about
exactly.
So definitely, you know. So, the strengths and the weaknesses, you definitely want to take a look at it, but don't take it as a, oh, well, this means I can't do it. I don't have business skill, and I've never run a business. But, well, this is a learning process. And with the learning process, you have mentors that can help you. Ask your friends, do you think I have a such and such personality? Would you be interested in something like that? Just getting yourself used to figuring out what the perception is from others as well, so you can get a better idea of, you know, who you are and what kind of person you want to project. Somebody mentioned that, you know, your personal brand, and we always think of it like strictly in a business, you know, point of view, but the person that you project when you, the way you dress, you talk, your mindset, your opinions on things. This is a brand. This is the image of you that you project to other people. How are people taking that? Are they open to you? Are they, you know, feel conflict whenever they talk to you? Are you able to influence, you know, positively influence other people? Who are you projecting? So you have to think about those kind of things and, you know, just figure out what can make you the best you? You know, what weaknesses do you need to work on, and what strengths that you do you need to play up that you maybe haven't been? What are you good at that you and you really like to do, but you just haven't been doing it because people say, oh, that's not going to make money. Or, well, if you like to do that, do that. Invest in yourself and do that. But who's going to make it, you know, you have to make you the best you. You're the only person that can do that.
Excellent words of wisdom. And I am beyond happy that you were able to take time out and talk to us, like I said, for National Small Business Week, as well as just like your enthusiasm and passion for your own business and entrepreneurship is very evident. So I hope that people hear it and feel it in your words and check you out and come out to your parties, people. Like I said, the website is pureromance.com/TamaraAdams176520. Please also let people know where they can email you at, and also your Instagram pages or social media pages where they can get up with you at.
You can hit me on Twitter and Instagram under Pure Love Goddess altogether. And my email is purelovegoddessaltogether@gmail.com. I made it easy for you all to find me.
All right, everybody. So that's purelovegoddess@gmail and purelovegoddess on Instagram and Twitter. All right. Well, you know, time flies. We're having fun. And I want to say congratulations. And I'm very proud of you for having started your business. And thank you very much for taking out this time and coming on and sharing with us. You dropped a lot of pieces of wisdom and empowerment. And somebody, you know, listening to this will receive a blessing. So I really appreciate you sharing with us.
Anytime. I'm honored to have been here. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You are definitely one of my favorite peoples, and I'm just really proud of you, you know, for taking this step and following through, you know. Before we go, leave a last word of wisdom to the peoples as we get ready to wrap up for this evening. Give us a final closing thought.
Let's see, my last word of wisdom is, I will leave you all with my favorite quote from Ms. Roosevelt, and her quote is, you must do the thing you think you cannot do. And I love that quote because the one thing that you think you can't do is the one thing that you're most passionate about, and that's what the world is waiting for. Your passion. So go be you.
All right. Thank you kindly. I am, I will receive that as I hope everybody else does. And meet us back here tomorrow evening. We will talk with another entrepreneur. But for tonight, thank you, Tammy Adams. Love your energy. Love your words. PureRomance.com, people. Check her out. PureLoveGoddess@gmail and PureLoveGoddess on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you, Tammy. You have a great evening, and I will catch you later.
Later.